Well, yeah, let's get somebody else in the crowd here. Pat.
Greece, I have an embarrassing story.
All right, go ahead.
I was in the service and serving in Hawaii, and I was dating this young gal, and she I've been trying forever to try and work that thing, and she just was reluctant as hell. And anyway, we went out on a date down in Waikiki, and we're dancing the night away and tipping them back. And, oh man, it was great. So I said, well, you know, why don't we go for a little walk on the Waikiki beach? It's about 2 o'clock in the morning. I get her on the beach and it's beautiful with stars and the moon. I go, well, let's go for a little swim.
Oh.
So I get her to take off all her clothes.
Uh-huh.
Get all my clothes off.
Oh, yeah.
Fold them up a little pile on the beach and we go out about 50 yards out in the water. And, oh, man, it was just great out there. And son of a gun, I look on the beach and I see these four kids running away from the beach, heading towards the street. The clothes are gone.
Oh, man.
So she's panicking, and I'm panicking. And so I get out of the water. I'm running after these guys. They're gone. So what do you do? You know, here it is. You're 2 o'clock in the morning. You got no clothes. She's in the water. So I'm looking all over, and people are walking around. Couples are walking. I'm naked. I'm running from tree to tree. I'm like, don't look at me. I'm naked. Don't look. So I pick up a newspaper. I hold it up in front of the doodads. I'm running around. I can't find the clothes. So I the only thing I think of is go to the garbage can and empty all the garbage out of the garbage of the plastic bag. So I grab one for her. I grab one for me. I go back to the water. I go, here, put this on. So she pops a hole in the top and the side. She's wearing it. And I tie one around my waist. We're walking down the beach. And what the hell are we going to do? So then the MPs come along. And they go, excuse me, you're coming with me. I'm like, whoa. Anyway, make a long story short, I didn't get home till about 6 o'clock in the morning. And finally that morning, she finally surrendered to Ned Nodule.
After all of that, huh?
Yeah.
Still crusty from the smeared garbage bag.
We smelled really bad. I mean, all those dirty diapers in there.
Half-eaten hot dogs. All right, thank you, sir, for that hideous and yet strangely satisfying story. All right, it's a Greaseman Show. How you doing?